You heard right. A Democrat who wants to look at medical malpractice reform. Welcome to Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. Medical malpractice reform has never been at the top of the agenda for Democrats. That's why a lot of physicians and political watchers were surprised when President Obama breached the sensitive topic of curbing defensive medicine during his primetime address to Congress last week. The president announced support for a Bush-era plan to bypass Congress and direct HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to begin testing some malpractice reform ideas. The White House hopes the announcement will soften Republican opposition to reform plans. The move was met with enthusiasm by the American Medical Association. President James Rohack said President Obama showed a commitment to health reform and a bipartisan approach.
The president's action by having Secretary Sebelius move forward with creating state pilots to deal with medical liability reform is a huge victory for physicians and patients because it moves forward something that we as the American Medical Association has been moving forward for years on how do we reduce the unnecessary cost due to defensive medicine.
As President Obama tried to rally for the health care cause, members of the Senate Finance Committee were busy working out their own deal. Joyce Frieden has more.
Last week, Montana Democratic Senator Max Baucus, chair of the Finance Committee, released a rough draft of the committee's health reform proposal. The draft does not include a public plan, but does include a health insurance exchange where individuals could choose among private plans. Dr. Quentin Young of Physicians for a National Health Program, which advocates for a single-payer health care system, called the proposal an insurance industry bill, noting that it will enlarge the private insurance pool, where costs have doubled in the past decade. He said, quote, "There's a certain madness and counterproductivity in trying to solve a problem by aggravating it."
The Finance Committee is slated to vote on its bill next week. Also in the Senate, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee is starting to move on after the death of its well-respected chairman, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. The new committee chairman is Tom Harkin of Iowa, who stepped down as chairman of the Agriculture Committee to take over the health job. Harkin is a longtime advocate of disease prevention and health promotion that earned him praise from groups ranging from nutrition advocates to medical device corporations. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.